One the Duo is a mother and daughter making music that combines country swagger with hip-hop cool. Prana is the daughter in that duo, and her parents? Well, they're hip-hop royalty. Prana's dad is RZA of the Wu-Tang Clan, and her mom, the other half of the duo, is Takitha, a longtime vocalist with the Wu-Tang Clan and a solo artist. Prana says Takitha filled her childhood with music through jam sessions that packed her house with poets, musicians, and rappers. She remembers one particular late-night party that eventually led to the duo.
The morning after this jam session, I came up to her and was like, "Mom, I have a great idea. What if we sang and wrote our own songs together?"
Yeah.
And she said, "No."
Immediately.
Yeah. Her exact words were, "No, why?" And I was just completely taken aback by this rejection. I was like, "Wait a second. I'm giving you a $1 million idea here. Why are you saying no?" I definitely threw a temper tantrum, not a proud moment for me.
She did. It was really sad, too. I was like, oh, my God, I hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Her eyes just welled up with tears. "You're not listening to me. I want to do music with you." I was like, oh.
Takitha, you're already an accomplished, respected artist in hip-hop and R&B. Prana, you are the child of hip-hop royalty. How did you end up in country music?
The country just came from the evolution of us exploring our sound. And then coming to Nashville was because we wanted to come to a music community where we could explore freely and not have like any preconceived notions of who we needed to be as artists or who we should be as artists. And the history of country is very much rooted in Black culture just as much as any others. So many Black artists were a part of the tapestry of country music, and they kind of got pushed to the wayside. We're not pandering or compromising our Blackness to do country music. This space is just as much ours as hip-hop, as jazz, as rock and roll.
Is that the same for you, Takitha?
Country music has allowed me to express myself in a way that I have wanted to for many years. And I feel the same way about hip-hop, actually, to be able to tell a story rooted in truth and through personal experience is really important to me. Mm-hmm. But one thing I have been lacking was more vulnerability. Country music has created a space for me personally as an artist to just be vulnerable. When I came here, I was going through a divorce. Mm. What Nashville gave to me was a place for me to heal. Mm. Also, the community, the way that they supported me and nurtured and cared for me through that process allowed me to sit where I'm sitting today.
You know, I was thinking about Hoedown. Takitha, you talked about how country and hip-hop have given you the space to tell stories rooted in truth. And that song, to me, very much still sounded hip-hop.
Yeah. I think for Hoedown, we were in a really fun mood that day.
We were.
The energy of the song, it kind of did make, like, it's almost like coming back to your roots. Tonight, I'ma throw myself a Hoedown. Of course, we have to have a fiddle, we have to have guitar. We needed that to be present, even though we're kind of nodding to hip-hop.
I have to ask you, though, because when I was listening to your music, which is so fun, it's just a joy to listen to, but you're in an industry that has been criticized pretty heavily for gatekeeping, right? Like what you think of Lil Nas X, Old Town Road, being removed from the Billboard Country 100 for not being country enough back in 2019. Beyonce, Daddy Lessons didn't chart. A lot of people, again, analyzing this. Is this about race? What is it like working in country music as Black women?
It's constantly having, like, why are you doing this called into question.
Oh.
I love country music. I love the banjo. I love the fiddle. I love all these things. And I have a huge respect for the history of the genre. Being Black in this is definitely just having people look at you like, you're not, like, really country, though.
Mm-hmm.
it can be challenging trying to always explain your Blackness. Mm. You know, it's kind of like, dang, I can't just exist. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, there's no just existing.
I mean, genres are a little antiquated anyway. We truly feel like if you like it, then that's all that matters.
I was just watching the Feels Good video before I walked in here. It just makes you feel good.
Doesn't it? And it's like full of family.
That's your family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No actors.
No, not a single actor. That song was so fun to write and so easy to write. It has definitely one of my favorite lines I've ever written, which is concrete looking like waves. It's like the perfect way to open up that song. So, you know, it's summertime and it's hot.
Mm-hmm. It's hot.
And we're having fun.
Mm. What do you want listeners to take from the music?
I hope that they feel the love. You know, I know it might sound like kind of cliche a little bit, but it really is the truth. There is something profound in the energy between Prana and I. It's an energy that you can only describe as love.
That's Takitha and her daughter, Prana. They are one, the duo. Their new album is called Blood Harmony. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.